Destroyer Death Squadron.
Hmm.
Wow.
There's a name.
Psychic Dog.
That's the name of my toilet.
I was just going to say, I'm just going to let that lie there, but that also also brings up other thoughts. Psychic Dog, Bus Song off Lunch Went Well. And then we started off with The Gala, Between the Lines. Mm. That's the Between the Lines single just there. You've been listening to WMFO Medford on the town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. I've been delighted to have Suze here for the concert report and more chats. Bill Vox here to talk about Strange Ways and all other ways as well. And thank you for spending time to talk about Strange Ways' latest album, Race Car Courage. It has been a delight.
Thank you. It's good to see you all. It's good to be back. We'll be back here and maybe even play live for you.
Please.
We'd love to do that.
We would love
that. Take some
new
tunes to your ears. But thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great to talk all things music in Strange Ways and everything.
Thank you. And and we've had Joel Simkus here as well.
A rare thing. A rare
delightful thing.
Aw.
And I think I have time for one more song before our midnight DJ takes over. Our midnight DJ.
UK.
Midnight DJ UK.
Indie band.
Midnight DJ UK.
This right here is a song called Drifting off the album Dull, and the band name is Surprise Party.
UK.
I want to be.
listening to the Pickle Rick Power Hour on WFO 91.5 in Medford. We're going to be playing some Swifty tunes all night.
Of course.
So make sure to call in and say, Wubba Lubba Dub Dub, unless you want to be a total Jerry.
Distract you from the life that you live.
feel it too. Okay. Welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Zane's having issues with his headphones.
It's really loud, but then the volume knob is gone, so I just get to hear Owen's. Oh, wait, no, that's yours. That's why.
Yeah, that's mine.
Although, I'd honestly rather just have your voice, like, absolutely blaring my eardrums out.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't? So anyways, this is the, the Pickle Rick Variety Hour. I'm trying to think of a Rick and Morty joke that I can't think of right now.
I really just came up with all the, like, the big ones off the dome. Like,
it's been a challenging mating season for Bird Person, am I right?
We've really been squanching up in Studio A here.
We'll be showing you guys what we got.
Stay tuned to Rick Donald for some more Schwifty Szechuan.
And if you don't, then you're Cronenberg.
Don't be a total flim flom. No, that's real. What up, my glib globs?
My glib globs.
Let's learn about, like, sex health education or something. Shout out to Pure Health Exchange.
I don't even know if I'm a Rick and Morty fan anymore.
Someone told me it got canceled, but then someone told me it actually didn't. But it's so, like,
I'm not smart enough anyways.
It was a show that was so cool because it's like, oh, this cartoon is clearly just this guy is just, like, rambling and coming up with stuff in his basement. And then it, like, you walk into Newbury Comics now, and half the store is Rick and Morty merchandise. It's the most, like,
I could go for a Rick and Morty thing. Shirt. A Mr. Poopy Butthole shirt.
I want a Pickle Rick Gavin on my shirt. If you buy that,
skip the shirt. Just get it tattooed on your chest.
All the listeners, my birthday is in a month. Send it to Ren Hall at Tufts University. Pickle Rick hitting a clean dab.
Sick riffs and Pickle Rick.
Mom Jeans, you follow on Instagram, right?
Yeah, but I deleted Instagram off my phone.
Oh, right, I knew that. Well, anyway, their story for the past, like, 2 days has been them, like, recording the album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're just in there, and they're just, like, smoking so much. Like, it's unbelievable.
Interesting crew. When they say it's coming out fall?
Yeah, they didn't specify. But, like, if they're getting it recorded now...
How are you not going to drop a summer album that you can just bang for the whole summer?
What was that... I don't remember. There was, like, some really good meme about, like, something being the song of the summer. Do you remember this?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You remember what I'm was saying, that? Right?
Oh, that was so funny. I can't remember what that was.
It was, like, I'm not saying, like, X is going to be the song of the summer or something, but...
Oh, I can't remember what it was.
But you totally remember what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was right after the conversation we had about time flies.
Okay, this is really bad radio.
Yeah.
Good thing to remember.
Thank
memes.
God nobody's listening right
memes
now.
Memes that, like, no one would find funny to us as we sit here just like, God, what? Hold on. Let me go through Trend Pop.
it's gotta be here somewhere. Celtics are playing the Bucks in the first round of the playoffs after a win against the lowly Nets today.
Bruins start the playoffs tomorrow, too.
Bruins start the playoffs tomorrow, so I'll start watching.
Who are they playing?
The Maple Leafs, yeah, good call. Yeah. Apparently they've been really good. So, oh yeah, true. Yeah. I don't watch hockey.
I'm a terrible Bruins fan. Yeah. I'm so, like, I watch when they're in the playoffs. Yeah. And I don't even watch, like, the first, like, two rounds of the playoffs.
Right. But I know the phrases that make you sound smart. So, like, if a guy flubs it up, just be like, you, like, gotta keep your stick on the ice
just
there.
Just like, oh, like, man, like, the net control is terrible.
Yeah, just, like, sticks on ice, good things happen. Like, cycle the puck, pucks on net, sticks on ice.
Sticks on ice does not sound intelligent at all.
Sticks on ice, good things happen.
That sounds like you've never watched this sport and are trying to figure out, like, the rules.
Well, they really got to get the forecheck going if they want to get anything here.
Okay, yeah. That's a little better.
Like, or, like, if it's a power play, just be like, oh, power play, got to score here.
Or just,
got
like,
to score here.
Some penalty that people don't understand. Like, oh, that's totally icing. Like, yeah. Everyone who doesn't watch hockey is just like, oh,
no
crap.
Idea what icing
is. This guy knows so much about hockey. He just saw that icing.
Like, oh, power play, got to score. Gotta score. Or just say a guy has soft mitts. So, like, oh, like Pasternak, he's got soft mitts.
Yeah, okay, wait. You know what? I need you to explain this. I don't understand offsides in soccer. Do you?
Offsides in soccer is pretty simple.
So every time someone explains to me, it doesn't make any sense because it's like you go past the defender, right?
Yeah, you just can't be past the last defender.
But I feel like if you're a good striker or whatever, that should be the goal, to get past the last defender. Is that like...
It's to prevent just having, like,
Like a guy who sits
like,
there.
Yeah,
the
like cherry picking.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I was going to say, like, in football, like, if you beat the last cornerback,
it
like,
also,
that's a good
yeah,
thing.
Right. No, but, like, with like, soccer, it makes, like, the passing, like, way more interesting and, like, the timing and, like, all that stuff. Like, it makes it much more, like, impressive.
I guess.
Like, it takes so much more communication and, like, practice.
But so that means you can never watch as some guy just, like, shreds the whole defense and gets to, like, a clear shot on the net?
I mean, like, you could. It would just be, like, a breakaway.
But then that's not offsides?
No, you can. It's passing.
Oh, you can't pass to him if he's behind.
Yeah. Okay. Like, the ball can't be, like, it's like you can't pass the ball if the guy's past the last defender.
Does that exist in Frisbee?
What's up?
Does that exist in Frisbee?
No, there's no offsides in Frisbee.
It should. Because that's how people ruin Frisbee. They just sit in their end zone. They're the opposite end zone the whole time.
Yeah, and a person just hucks it. Yeah.
That's like what all the campers try to do. Like,
yeah. So, oh, like, yeah.
I'm not that good at like throwing frisbee, so like I'm not going to do much on offense.
Right.
So I just sit in our own end zone and just like these like like 4 foot tall kids, I just like swat
it. Yeah.
Because like I want to teach them like this isn't how you play the game.
Yeah.
You need
no.
a proper offense.
When I played at like recess, so even like lower than camp, when I worked at the elementary school, like I could throw it more than 10 yards. Yeah. So like I was like a god amongst men. Yeah. And I'm not going to be like humming frisbees at these little kids on recess. At recess, and they'd always like come up to me and be like, okay, here's the play, and I was like, okay, like tell me what the play is, and they're like, I go deep and like you hit me in the end zone. I was like, oh wow, like brilliant play, dude. Like every other kid is telling the same thing.
Nice one, double check. We've got Josh McDaniels on offense.
Way to draw it up, dude. Holy moly.
Like the vicious, the one like the other like way the campers would just absolutely finesse the other team was like the three of them just pass in like a triangle formation all the way down the field.
Yeah, right.
And no one can keep up. Like that's the way to play if you're playing against scrubs. Who knows a real frisbee strategy?
When I worked at my alma mater, that was like a summer thing, and it was like a little bit older kids too. They just wanted to do like frisbee football, where it was literally just like me like pretending to hike it. And like dropping back like a quarterback and like hitting them on like post routes and stuff. Yeah. It's like, guys, like I can bring a football if you want. And they keep asking me to bring the frisbee.
Can you throw a good spiral?
I cannot throw a football.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why they want a frisbee.
I cannot throw a football. Actually, I probably shouldn't tell this story on air. But there's a funny story about that.
If
so.
It's not like controversial, go for it.
Yeah, but there just might be someone who's close to me who listens to this program, and she might not want to hear this story. So,
okay, what about all of our other faithful listeners?
So basically, there was this girl, and she lived in my hometown. And before I started this very loving and faithful relationship that I'm currently in. I had, like, the biggest crush on her. She actually goes to Penn State now, which is kind of funny.
You didn't have to say that, but okay.
Yeah. But she basically, like, for some reason would work out, like, at my high school's field, like, while, like, we were out on recess. And would, like, come up and talk to me every day. Because, like, we, like, kind of knew each other, but, like, not really. And she also kind of knew me from my other job.
Okay.
And, like, these kids, like, every time she'd come say hi to me, would, like, lose their minds. Lose their minds. And they would like swarm me and be like just like freak out about it, and I'm like, this is real.
I wish my like friends were this
like that
supportive.
Hype, yeah.
Exactly. I wish I had an entourage like this that was like people my age.
And it's just like back in the day, like where it'd be like talking to girls was like something that you'd like build up all week for, and like you'd go through like four different like channels of communication to like get
I understand.
Just reminded me of the days. Yeah, so shout out to that girl, honestly.
Penn State, go what is it again?
Nittany Lions.
Yeah. It was something really strange.
Saturdays are for Happy Valley, baby.
Stadium's huge.
Huge, yeah. It's like the biggest stadium. It's like
the biggest
stadium.
Country, right?
Yeah, I think it's the biggest.
Isn't it crazy that a college football stadium is the biggest in the country?
Not really.
I feel like that's ridiculous.
I mean, the enrollment of Penn State is enormous.
But just how much more money is moving through the NFL? Like,
yeah,
like
that's
the
a
Dallas
good point.
Dallas Cowboys. Think about how many people want to see the Dallas Cowboys play.
I mean, that guy who was the UConn basketball coach was like the highest paid state official in Connecticut for a long time. And like they asked him about it, and he was like, yeah. And they're like, what do you have to say about it? And he's like, I bring in more money than any of the other state officials, so I should get paid the most.
The women's coach?
No, the men's coach.
Wow.
Yeah, not Gino Auriemma, who I think is the women's coach. I can't remember what the men's coach is.
This is for another show. We should get back to music. But I need you to explain to me how UConn is so good at basketball, because I don't understand it. Like, women's
basketball? Oh. I mean, they didn't win this year.
But, like, it's like, they make the Patriots look like a... like, occasional, like, favorite. Like,
yeah.
They're so good.
I can probably explain that, but maybe not
I
now.
I saw a 538 article, so I'm kind of an expert. But.
All right, back to the music.
Am I playing well?
Yeah, go for it. All right, thanks for tuning in, folks. Entry Level Hipster Garbage, 91.5 WMFO.
If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad. If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so sad? You get down, real low down.
This is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, and father of five. I'm also an expert on drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids, and there's silly drama like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
And lead the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.
me suck your titties, baby. No.
Thank you.
by a digital society. No, I can barely think. It's so subliminal. I thought my brain was pink. How unoriginal. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, out in California, they sell color TV. No, but they don't worry us. They're what you really see. Well, it's far from normal. Normal is just black and white. It's something that may hide away. But California, I'm okay. Well,
mic's off.
And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage with my mic on. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We realized we didn't tell you what songs you were even listening to this whole time. So to run through that very, very quickly, was first Sjogren with Beginners. Then I'm Glad It's You with Curbside. And after that was The Walters with Hunk Beach, which is actually where Zane Summerhouse is. Then
what was it?
Hunk Beach.
Hunk Beach.
Whatever happened to like being called a hunk? We gotta bring that back.
It's due for a revival.
You remember like on the TV show Johnny Bravo, they'd always say he's a hunk.
What makes you so sure you'd be a hunk?
Oh, I'd be a hunk.
You sound very confident that you're gonna be the hunk.
I would be hunky.
Beach.
All right. What does that word even mean?
Any ladies who think I was a hunk, call me right now. I promise we have more than enough time to build this dog.
Then it was The Story So Far with Clairvoyant. Then Cottonwood Fire Squad with Postmodern Fade. Surfer Man.
Go on.
Some may call us the Ace of Fades. Then it was Surfer Blood with Prom Song. Michael Sarah Palin with If It Makes You Happy. Tangerine with Feel This Way. Feed Me Jack, a band Zane and I both really like right now, with Until Then off their album Chumfree. Then it was friend of the program, Sales, with Jams, with a Z. Sleepy Dog with Space Cadet. You just heard Flip Turn with their song...